Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Well, it's your hometown, man. I'm doing good.
I know. And I'll be back there Saturday. I can't wait.
Well, that's great. John, I wanted you to take a break from your interview tour just to talk about Baltimore for a second, man. You know, just
all right.
Kick back a little bit. Hey, I read Mr. Know-It-All, most of it anyway. I got it on Monday. And we know you so well, it's exactly what I thought was going to be in there and a lot more.
Thank you. I think I tell a lot of stuff in it. Really, it's a lot of new stories. I admit a lot. I talk about failure and success in my life and what it's been like to be doing this for 50 years.
Oh, yeah. But you found the acceptance here that you weren't finding other places right away a long time ago. Baltimore, with its quirkiness, was a perfect place for this.
Yeah, that's where I started, and that's where, I'm going to be appearing Saturday night at Atomic Books, and last tour I had the biggest signing there than anywhere in the whole country.
Oh, my God.
Even though it's a very small bookshop, so
yeah.
I'm hoping everybody comes out for Memorial Day.
Okay, that's on Falls Road, so what time are you going to be there?
What time am I going to be there? I'm not sure, but it's on their website. It's in the evening, early evening.
Oh, cool. Okay. Wow, that's a big deal, man. That's good. Thank you for telling us about that. So we were talking about making films, and you know what? You've been so gracious with some of the things that you've been able to do. Like when you go to a neighborhood and you set up to do a shoot of a scene and you have to warn the neighbors that you're coming or somehow you do make peace with the neighborhood. Pecker, Old Harford Road. You were filming a scene with Johnny Knoxville. People were running out of a back of a backyard with torches. There were lots of them. And somebody...
worse and a dirty shame. We filmed in on Harford Road, and we had people where we had to ask, do you mind if we turn your hedges into penises and vaginas? And they would all let us do that. People were really cooperative, even though when we had like sex addict scenes running across their lawns and stuff. An old grandmother said to me, I don't mind telling you, this is making me horny. People were really acceptable.
No doubt about it. And yes, somebody called me. I worked at 98 Rock at the time. Somebody called me and said, hey, I think I just saw somebody run across my backyard in a pink tutu. And I said,
yeah, that's probably true. Yes, we were in town. Right. And my favorite, there was a 200-pound man dressed as a baby,
uh-huh.
And he was in costume, and he was walking up the street, and somebody said, so, are you in the movie? Well, I hope so. Or else just a complete lunatic is walking around in a baby bonnet of a 50-year-old man.
Well, it could happen around here. It can. And Hammerjacks, I can remember after shooting Crybaby for a while, Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder, everybody came into Hammerjacks one night after.
Well, I filmed in Hammerjacks in Serial Mom.
I did
the big number with L7 there, which was a great scene. And I miss Hammerjacks. I saw crazy stuff happen in Hammerjacks in my life, believe me.
Yes, you did. Hey, Serial Mom mentioned that, and I look at Stevenson and the House on the Hill. It's still there. It's so obvious.
Lots of things are still there in Baltimore, except in Pecker, almost every place in Hamden that we shot is gone.
Whoa. There's,
the only thing that's left is the sub shop that was Pecker's sub shop. Even Pecker's house is gone. So it's really changed quickly. As we know, like Pecker in the neighborhood of Hamden is now Brooklyn, New York. You know, it's full hipsters all the time, which is great, I think. But it is radically different. It's changed the most. And in Cecil B. DeMented, you see the marquee of every old theater in Baltimore that is now gone, too.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. And the video store on Cold Spring Lane.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and that was in the movie they made of Ann Tyler's novel, too. So that's been in lots of movies.
That's wild. You know, I like some different quirky restaurants around town, and I know you live here most of all, and when you don't have to travel. So Gertrude's in the Baltimore Museum of Art is one of my favorite places. Do you have any favorites that you've been hitting or...
Yeah, my favorite is Peter's Inn, which is in Fells Point.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really, it's foodie and trendy, but it's bohemian at the same time. I sort of hate the new places where people try to act rich.
Yeah.
You know, it always is, give me a break, you know. So basically, there's lots of restaurants I go to in Baltimore, but I would say Peter's Inn is by far my favorite.
Oh, that's great, man. We're talking with John Waters, the one and only, and Mr. Know-It-All. You know, I loved in the beginning of the book where you said, you know, I'm 73 and all my dreams are coming true. Couldn't you just puke?
I know, right. It is nauseating, but it's true. And it's been so many people have helped me never have to get a real job that even though I might work longer hours than a real job, I'm thrilled that I've been able to get away with this for 50 years.
Well, you're generous with what you do because I was going to tell you when you were filming Pecker, we came over to the set and you let some people stand behind you there, but you let people like stand back. They were out of your way, but to be able to see what you were doing through your eyes, it was incredible.
Yeah, that's always that's why all directors wear baseball caps, because they're all bald, and people want to stand behind him to see what they see, and they just see your bald spot.
That's great. That is great. But you're not bald, are you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You got a little bit left.
I mean, partially.
Yeah.
No director isn't bald. All that worry, it really is bad for hair growth. Mm. I've had a bad hair life. Hey. I had bad hair as a child.
Hey, you're working on a novel now, aren't you?
Yeah, called Glamour Plus, about a woman that steals suitcases at airports.
Mm. Awesome. Well, we'll look for that. Mr. Know-It-All, get it at Atomic Books. I'm coming Saturday night. I'm going to be in town, so.
Good. It's always a great crowd. It's especially on Memorial Day, the people that didn't go to Ocean City.
Right, yeah. And those are our people, so we'll have some fun there. That's great. John Waters, thank you so much. Right on Falls Road in Hamden, 36, right there at pretty close to that intersection. And John, Baltimore loves you, man. Big hug. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You take care.